And take your Bibles and turn to Joshua chapter 13. Joshua chapter 13, and here we'll see the Lord begin to divide up the tribes after all the kings have been defeated now. Joshua 13, we'll start in verse 1. This is God's Word. Please give your attention to it from that fact alone. Now Joshua was old and advanced in years when the Lord said to him, "You are old and advanced in years, and very much of the land remains to be possessed. This is the land that remains, all the regions of the Philistines and all those of the Geshurites, from the Shihor, which is east of Egypt, even as far as the border of Ekron to the north. It is counted as Canaanite. The five lords of the Philistines, the Gazite, the Ashdodite, the Ashkelonite, the Gittite, the Ekronite, and the Avite. To the south, all the land of the Canaanite and Merah that belongs to the Sidonians as far as Aphek to the border of the Amorite. And the land of the Gebelites and all of Lebanon toward the east from Baal Gad below Mount Hermon as far as Lebo Hamath. All the inhabitants of the hill country from Lebanon as far as Misrephoth Maim, all the Sidonians, I will drive them out from before the sons of Israel, only allot it to Israel for an inheritance as I have commanded you. Now therefore, apportion this land for an inheritance to the nine tribes of the and the half-tribe of Manasseh. With the other half-tribe, the Reubenites and the Gadites, receive their inheritance, which Moses gave them beyond the Jordan to the east, just as Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave to them. From Aroer, which is on the edge of the valley of the Arnon, which is in the middle of the valley, and all the plain of Medeba, as far as Dibon, and all the cities of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, as far as the border of the sons of Ammon, and Gilead, and the territory of the Geshurites and the Maacathites, and all Mount Hermon, and all Bashan, as far as Selekah, all the kingdom of Og and Bashan, who reigned in Ashtaroth and in Edrei. He alone was left of the remnant of the Rephaim, for Moses struck them and dispossessed them. But the sons of Israel did not dispossess the Geshurites and or the Maacathites, for Geshur and Maacath live among Israel until this day. Only to the tribe of Levi he did not give an inheritance. The offering by fire to the Lord, the God of Israel, are their inheritance, as he spoke to them. And so Moses gave an inheritance to the tribe of the sons of Reuben, according to their families. Their territory was from Aroer, which is on the edge of the valley of the Arnon, with the city which is in the middle of the valley, and all the plain of Medeba, Heshbon and all its cities which are on the plain, Dibon and Bamoth Baal, and Beth Baal Ma'an, and Jahaz, and Kedamoth, and Mephaoth, and Kiriathaim, and Sibma, and Zereth Shaar on the hill of the valley, and Beth Peor, and the slopes of Pisgah, and Beth Jeshimoth, even all the cities of the plain, and all the kingdom of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, whom Moses struck with the chiefs of Midian, Evi, and Rechem, and Zur, and Hur, and Reba, and the princes of Sihon who lived in the land. The sons of Israel also killed Balaam, the son of Beor, the diviner, who with the sword among the rest of their slain. The border of the sons of Reuben was the Jordan. This was the inheritance of the sons of Reuben, according to their families, the cities, and their villages. Moses also gave an inheritance to the tribe of Gad, the sons of Gad, according to their families. Thus, their territory was Jazer, and all the cities of Gilead, and half the land of the sons of Ammon, as far as Aroer, which is before Rabbah, and from Heshbon as far as Ramath Mitzpeh and Bet-Tanim, and from Mahanaim as far as the border of Debir, and in the valley Beth-Haram and Beth-Nimrah and Sukkoth and Zaphon, and the rest of the kingdom of Sihon, king of Heshbon, with the Jordan as a border, as far as the lower end of the Sea of Chinnereth, beyond the Jordan to the east. This is the inheritance of the sons of Gad, according to their families, the cities, and their villages. Moses also gave an inheritance to the half-tribe of Manasseh, and it was for the half-tribe of the sons of Manasseh, according to their families. Their territory was from Mahanaim, all Bashan, all the kingdom of Og, king of Bashan, and all the towns of Jair, which are in Bashan, 60 cities. Also half of Gilead with Ashtaroth and Edrei, the cities of the kingdom of Og and Bashan, were for the sons of Machir, the son of Manasseh, for the half of the sons of Machir according to their families. And these are the territories which Moses apportioned for an inheritance in the plains of Moab, beyond the Jordan at Jericho to the east, but to the tribe of Levi. Moses did not give an inheritance. The Lord, the God of Israel, is their inheritance, as he had promised to them. Well, this is God's word. Well, in the first seven verses of this chapter, you see that the Lord's communicating to Joshua what parts of the country that were intended to be given to Israel have not yet Israel has not yet taken possession of them. Although it seems here in Joshua, as we read it, it seems like a huge portion of land they have not possessed yet, and yet it's actually just a small amount of land. These were on the edges of the land which Israel has already taken captive. So Israel's dominance in the land was substantial, but yet not total. So if you remember before Israel entered the land at the beginning of Joshua that Moses had died, and then Joshua was to lead them. Now it says Joshua is, verse 1, old in age. But there's still work to be done, but he's old. The implication here is that he can't do it. Death and old age, as we know, never hinders the Lord's work. You see the promise in verse 6 in the middle there. I will drive them out before the sons of Israel. And so Christians, remember, as we think about even this small passing statement of old age of Joshua, that in our service to God, our ministry, our worshiping Him, it doesn't end with us, with our death or with our old age, as it does here with Joshua. We are, as individuals, are not that important that we can't do it to where when we can't do it anymore, things just stop. They continue on because God is not handicapped by you. Right? Our God is sovereign and all-powerful. He uses you as instruments, but He uses you for a time as instruments. And He has the whole body of Christ throughout the whole world to see fit that His ministry goes forward and His church goes forward. And so praise God that He gives us not just one individual to lead us, or two, but He gives us many to lead us, many men. And He gives the whole church to continue. Well, then you see verses 8 through 13. It says there about the land to the east of the Jordan, the half-tribe of Manasseh, the Reubenites, the Gadites, that they received their proportion of lands. They received their inheritance. Verse 13, but the sons of Israel did not dispossess the Gershurites or the Maachathites. In the picture of the whole of the inheritance given, that should stick out to us. They did not obey the Lord completely in their conquering. They didn't follow up the initial conquest, which we've seen in the earlier parts of Joshua, with a final and total conquest of their enemies in the land. You know, in the enemies in the rural areas, not just the cities. And so the people still live in land, as when Joshua wrote this, to this day. And you'll see again in this book with Israel not having an immediate effect, but negative effects follow many years following after. But they continue not being completely obedient. They obey partly, but not completely. And this often we should wonder about us. What happens when we don't obey completely. What will happen in the long run? Maybe it doesn't look that bad now. Maybe there are not any, there are no immediate effects to this incomplete obedience. But later there will be problems. You see, with Israel later and the prophets, they are judged because of their incomplete obedience now. That allowed for these foreign people to be in the land, the Gershurites and the Maacathites. And that allowed over time the other areas, which we'll see in Joshua, that then their idols still stayed. And they still worshipped them. And so Israel was influenced by them, and they continued to rebel against the Lord. And so then you see the prophets, that the judgment finally comes when it finally got bad enough. Where in life right now are you not completely obedient? I often think of the child who obeys their parents because God commands them to. They obey their parents, but in their heart they really don't want to be doing what they're doing. That's incomplete obedience. God wants your heart, not your sacrifice, right? Where are you in your life living in incomplete obedience? God promises that judgment, or in the case of the Christian, discipline, will come to you. But yet, in this message, although we see the incomplete obedience that encouragement still comes. Encouragement comes through the Lord's work of reminding Israel of the victories that have been won against their enemies, which have been given. Therefore, now they've been given this land. They've been given the promised land. The families of Reuben and Gad and the half tribe of Manasseh. They are given their land east of the Jordan. And so we should remember God's faithfulness once again, of Him promising that give an inheritance, give that promised land, and here it is. And we see His promise to us as well. He will be faithful to promise to give us eternal life, as we've seen many times already. And two times here we see verse 14 and verse 33, the Levites are not given land as an inheritance. Their inheritance is God. That's what our inheritance is. We've learned that also in Ephesians in past weeks, that the Lord is our inheritance. Take heart then. Never forget that the Lord is our inheritance. Though the Lord will destroy, and your land and your possessions will be destroyed. You'll lose them. You'll have them stolen. Whatever happens to your possessions, you can't take them into eternity. But the Lord will never be destroyed. And the Lord will never be taken from you. And the Lord will never be stolen. He's the Lord, God Almighty. And so we have encouragement here that God Himself is our inheritance. He is yours, Christian, forever. And for the one who is not the Christian, come to Him and you will have a great inheritance. Let's pray.